A new way to experience the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Family and friends of soldiers who died or vanished in the Vietnam War can now pay their respects at a virtual version of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Historical document site footnote.com, along with the National Archives, has created an interactive, searchable version of the memorial. Every name etched onto the real-world wall is viewable online and linked to the veteran's service record. More than 2,000 photos were taken of the Vietnam Memorial to create the online version. Footnote.com Chief Executive Russ Wilding hopes the site will develop into an online community.
You'll be able to go in, search a name, will take you to the exact location on the actual wall where that name is displayed, and then you will be shown the individual's personnel record as well as their casualty report. And then the other piece of that we really encourage is for people to then contribute a comment or upload a photo or an image or some memory or thought about that individual that they could then leave and share with others.
Interesting. You're sort of creating a social network around this memorial.
Exactly. It's an opportunity, really, for people who can't actually visit the wall to still be able to identify with the people there and share their thoughts and feelings about, you know, these over 58,000 people that have given their lives for this country.
Now, I did not know about Footnote before. Can you describe your site for me?
We are digitizing original source documents, and we're the first ever to have a digitization partnership with the National Archives. And most of that content we will charge a subscription to access, which is $60 a year, $8 a month, or even $1.95 on a pay-per-view basis.
So what kind of historical documents have you uploaded and what's available?
We're really focusing on the wars initially, so the Revolutionary War, World War II.
You know, I understand you're a business, but in some ways, charging people to see these historical documents seems exclusionary and counter to the point of putting them online where they can be accessed.
All of this information is also freely available at all of the National Archives locations. So whether you're in Washington, D.C., or any of their 14 regional centers around the country, you could go into those and access those documents for free. And so what we're doing is taking on the massive cost of actually digitizing them and putting them online. And really, it's a convenience fee for people as opposed to flying back to Washington, D.C. or traveling to one of the centers. It can pay what we think is a modest fee of roughly $60 a year to have full access to all this content.
Russ Wilding is chief executive of Footnote.com, a site devoted to American historical records. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial was completed in 1982. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.